For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
2100 for 14 points. Lawrence Butler, FFVP. Mike Trout, home run. L.A. De La Cruz, home run. Logan Gilbert over K's. Ben Lively over K's. Colton Cowser, 4,300 value play. Dane Dunning, 6,600 with his K's. That's what you've missed the last 2 days. Oh, and by the way, two SGPs that just missed by one leg again, but the four or five single bets on each hit. So all that means is we win again. Tony Cotillo, Fantasy Firebox. Tonight we have 13 games on a Friday night, a huge DraftKings slate that we're going to dive into with some tremendous value. Started off from the starting pitching perspective, and let's go Trevor Williams from Washington, 6,300 against the Miami Marlins. He has an elite whip, 0.97. That is elite. That's how good he's been pitching. 17 points per game over his last two starts. He's also only allowed one walk and struck out 11. He right now is wheeling and dealing. And speaking of wheeling and dealing, make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100. Make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today.
How about Luis Gil or Gil or Guile, whatever the hell you want to call him. It doesn't matter. When we hit on him, we can call him whatever the hell we want. 7,800 going up against the Milwaukee Brewers, who are very inconsistent. They're good, they're bad. They're good, they're bad. But for Gil, he has been really good. All to the tune of only 8 hits in 19 innings. 0 home runs, 29 strikeouts, 20 points per game. And one of the really sneaky stats that I like about him is every week he pitches deeper. I know it's not a ton, but the first two start only getting to 4. Now he's last two, he's getting to 5, which means 6 is on the horizon. Now let's go to value bats. Let's go with Alec Verdugo, 3,400 versus Colin Ray of Milwaukee. Colin Ray, 22 hits, 21 innings, and low strikeout numbers going up against my man who's averaging at least 7 points per game, 2 games with double digit outputs, 4 multi-hit games, and all in all in a great lineup in New York. And then let's go with the young stud in Wilier Abreu, 3,100. And I'll tell you what, I don't care what he does from the bat, this dude's thighs are massive. It just shows if he gets a hold of a ball, look out. He's taken over Casas as the power guy in Boston. And here's what he's done even before that power spot. 11 of 14 games, 7+ DK, 5 of 6 double digits, 2 3-hit games, and 1 4-hit game in the last 6. This dude at 3,100 needs to be in your lineup. Now let's go FFVPs. How about my man Addison Barger from Toronto, $2,000. He batted 314 in 19 games of AAA. First game, really not that good, but he got brought up. Gavin Stone, who also can't pitch deep. Lots of hard contact. Lots of hard hit balls. Barger knows how to hit, and he's going to do that tonight. And how about one of my favorite plays as an FFVP? Alakia Williams, $2,500. He's hit safely in the last 7 games, and 6 of his last 10, he had 7 or plus points, 2 in double digits. Oh, and by the way, going up against Kyle Harrison, who gives up hits like no other, 31 in 27 innings. Now let's go to everybody's favorite, the home run props. And you guessed it, it's a big slate, which means I have 7. The first time ever here on the Fantasy Firebox, we go 7 home run props. All my calculations, I just kept falling in love with specific players. So I say, you know what? What the hell? Let's just bet them all. And we're going to start right off with my man Isaac Paredes versus Chris Bassett. You know, I like to attack Bassett. Sometimes he burns you, but most of the time he hooks me up. Paredes has been smashing the ball, literally. Multi-hit games all over the place and 6 home runs already. Bassett, again, not a lot of movement. Paredes will be able to lock in and load. And then a guy who's been letting me down.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Recently, but I feel it. Everybody hit a home run around them. Rizzo, Soto, Judge. My man Giancarlo Stanton still waiting for that power stroke over the last week. Going up against, like I said, Colin Ray, who doesn't K a lot of people. And he's already given up four walks his last two starts, which shows he's starting to lose control. So look at my man Giancarlo to hit him hard. And then we're going to Texas with Adolis Garcia against my man Graham Ashcroft from Cincinnati. Listen, I know he wins, but if you look at the numbers, you're like, wow, this dude's electric. Yeah, but guess what? He gives up a ton of hard hit balls, high contact rate, and a lot of runs. And then we're going to go back to the polar bear. Pete Alonso, what a great matchup against my guy Mikolas, who I love to attack. Not a lot of velocity. Again, he doesn't overpower anybody. And Pete's been hitting very well his last three games, been crushing the ball. So I expect him at home, where he loves, to excel once again. And then how about those red-hot Baltimore Orioles with Jordan Westberg? Listen, here's a really cool one that I like. I do patterns, okay? Westberg has a pattern over his last eight games where he hits a home run every four. Before that, it was every two. So I like this because guess what? This would be the fourth game in that pattern, especially because he's going up against Ross Stripling. 0-5, gets hit for days. So I like Westberg in that lineup. But how about my man Rafael Devers? Six hits in his last two games. This dude is red hot, going 3-for-4 his last two, going up against the Japanese sensation, Shota. And here's the thing. The film is out. He started off electric. He still got phenomenal stuff. But last two games, he's given up two runs and a home run, which shows he can be hit, which shows the film study is out, and which shows these major league professional hitters are starting to catch on. So I love Rafael Devers in Fenway tonight. And here's a total gut call. One guy I like picking home run props against is Zach Eflin. Zach Eflin, you're going to see him. He's 9,000 plus in DK for DFS. I understand it. He's been really good. But here's the thing about Zach. The way he delivers a ball, there's not a lot of guesswork with it. And if he misses his spots, he throws so hard and so flat, somebody, especially from the left side, is going to take him yard. I love Gavin Sheets. He's that kind of guy, and he's a guy that can go long off the flat ball. Make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100, make sure you click on it, make sure you sign up, don't get left out in the dust, and start cashing your tickets today. And lastly, speaking of flat, something we have not been flat on is our SGPXs. I've had a ton of questions asking me what the X is. It's not a same game parlay. It's a same game parlay based on multiple players, based upon multiple teams. So you can only pick one from each game. So I like to go game to game and pick out what I think are the best hits. So right off the bat with K props, our SGPX is going to be four legs at +956. Again, you can go to the MLB prop better right on WinDailySports.com and make sure you go and find the best book that gives you the best odds for your best SGPX. For this pod specifically, this is just going on DraftKings so I can give you an actual number. And that number starts right off with Trevor Williams over 3.5 Ks, followed by Lewis Hill over 6.5 Ks. You see the pattern. Two guys that are value guys. I still think they're going to be good from the K market as well. How about Patrick Sandoval? Now, I tailed it back to the alternate market because I don't think he's going to get over 6.5, but I liked him to get at least 6. So go to the alternate market, Patrick Sandoval, 6 or more. And then I love Zach Eflin K potential at over 5.5. All four of them equal 956. Now, real fast, do yourself a favor. Bet the single bets. So even if it's a couple dollars here or there on them, you'll at least come out in a wash in case you don't hit the parlay, or you could go round robin as well, which is always fun. But just watch your bet total. Now, let's go with the HRR, hits plus runs plus RBIs. This SGPX is equal to plus 1312 straight from DraftKings. Again, go to the MLB prop better model and you'll be able to get the best number instantaneously. I'm going to go with over 0.5 Blake Perkins from Milwaukee, over 0.5 with Mason Wynn from St. Louis. Two guys who are always around the ball. That's what I like. You're not going to see a lot of power guys on this list. CJ Abrams, who's been unreal, over 1.5. And one of my favorites, Cedric Mullins from Baltimore, over 1.5. And the only guy who I picked, but he's got a good average so far, is I like Isaac Paredes at over 1.5. Again, that comes out to plus 1312. Make sure you get these numbers in. Make sure you get the best numbers. Make sure you follow at Fantasy Firebox on your social platforms. And most importantly, WinDailySports.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.